Hello, and welcome to this podcast from the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies.
Welcome to the latest Oxford Institute for Energy Studies podcast. My name is David Ledesma, and I'm a Distinguished Research Fellow at the Institute. And it's my great pleasure to be joined today by Gulmira Rezaeva, who is a Senior Visiting Research Fellow at the OIS. And we're here today to discuss the messages that came from her paper, Turkey's Gas Supply Demand Balance and Renewal of Its Long-Term Contracts. It was published by the Institute at the end of April 2022. Gulmira, welcome to the OIS podcast series.
Hello, David. Nice to be here.
Well, Gulmira, can we start by looking at gas demand in Turkey? You know, what are the reasons for the all-time high demand in Turkey in 2021?
Indeed, a very unprecedented year for Turkey in terms of demand hike. In 2021, gas consumption increased to an all-time high of around 60 BCM from 48 BCM in 2020, exceeding its previous record in 2017 when demand surged to 53 BCM because of a dry spring season and lower than normal temperature. I think I need to mention that Turkey's natural gas demand is largely affected by three major factors: temperature, hydrological conditions, and the price of imported coal and natural gas. So last year, the water levels in reservoirs for hydro reservoir were extremely low because of the very dry season, and imported gas is required if hydro reservoir levels are low and if the cost of imported coal is higher than gas. So last year Turkey was not able to generate more hydro, so it had to offset it with gas, and it couldn't also replace it with coal because coal price was very high as well, so it was not competitive. So Turkey had to increase dramatically gas consumption in power generation sector. And apart from that, the temperature factor, gas demand in Turkey is very much temperature sensitive. And Turkey had a very extremely hot summer, especially in July and August, and very cold winter 2020 and 2021. So and end of the year 2021 and 2022 winter. So the demand surged in those months. So Turkey had to, replace the, as I said, hydro and coal with gas. So the most flexible power generation type, which has the flexibility to offset low hydro, coal and renewable energy in the country, are natural gas plants. And the switching is largely dependent on the hydro regime. Well, our estimation is that a wet year generates 30 billion kilowatt hour of hydro, which converts to around 6 BCM of switching away from natural gas. So in fact, Turkey used in power generation sector something like more 6 BCM of gas than usual.
It's quite a huge demand swing, isn't it? So, can you share with our listeners, what the main challenges of meeting such a high demand was? Was Turkey ready for such an unprecedented demand hike?
In fact, no, I would say, because that was a very difficult year for Potash to meet that demand hike. Turkey was faced with the challenge of ensuring supply security in an escalating price environment, to avoid any possible cutoffs or even blackouts, which could occur during the winter months. So this task was not easy, as Potash had to juggle between sources with relatively lower prices, and at the same time ensure supply security during peak demand times. Nonetheless, some cutoffs did occur, mainly in the industry sector and also to some of the power generation fleet. Turkey increased gas supplies from Russia tremendously, especially in the summer of 2021, in August, July and August, and winter. But this could have thrown supplies away from Europe, though. But it was the case during the summer and winter times, not really in the first half of the 2021. LNG also increased some LNG supplies, especially during the winter time. And LNG will remain an important swing supply source for Turkey in 2022. And its share of the total energy mix will largely depend on pipeline, LTC gas prices and spot LNG price competition, as well as the domestic energy production levels, mainly hydropower. So that was, a quite challenging time for the country.
Yeah, and as you talk about the challenging time of supply security and escalating prices, we must remind our listeners, we're talking about 2021. Now, I was recording this, on the 12th of May 2022. We're in a similar world, but for different reasons. So, Gomera, coming back to Turkey then. So, where did the additional volumes of gas come from to meet this unprecedented demand rise?
Against the background of the natural gas demand surge last year, gas supplies into the country from various sources were very vital. But supply pressure rose in the summer and demand surged in both in power and industry during the summer heat wave. So this also coincided with a price surge in global gas markets, particularly in the major European hubs, plus a halt in the gas exports by Gazprom to private importers on 16 July, as well as the expiry of 16 BCMA of legacy gas input contracts. With all linked pipeline contract prices coming in cheaper than spot LNG, Turkey increased imports of pipeline gas from Russia by 62% year on year, and Iran by almost 76% year on year, and while arrivals from Azerbaijan were lower by 24%, but that's because because of the expiration of the Shah Deniz Phase 1 long-term contract and short-term contract with Azerbaijan gas supply companies was signed, which contracted less gas for 2022. So 6.6 BCM expired and the 2.5 BCM for 2022 was contracted. So that's to say gas came mainly from Russia and Iran, and some spot LNG. The country actually moderately reduced its LNG imports for 2021 as a whole, but arrivals still came in at the second highest annual level, following a sharp increase in quarter four. In quarter three last year, to meet the strong summer demand, Turkey favored cheaper pipeline gas from Russia over expensive spot LNG, because last year and this year spot LNG price is several times more expensive than a pipeline gas for Turkey.
Well, it seems to me that the strong increase in Turkish demand and the call on Russian pipeline flows, of course, in the context of a tight European market, both in late 2021 and, of course, the price environment of today in 2022, raises questions about the outlook for 2022. So what are your demand projections for this year, 2022?
Based on the evidence, 2022 is likely to be less dry than 2021, and hydropower could add an additional 10-20 terawatt-hour of electricity supply. The drought that we saw last year, it actually happens once in 7 to 20 years in Turkey, so I don't think that we're going to see the beginning of this year, both winter and spring, was extremely wet. The level of precipitation was very high. Snow melt was very high. So we're going to see a lot of hydro generation this year. The GDP growth forecast of 3.3% suggests slower gas demand growth, given the electricity demand could rise by 3%, well, compared to 9% rise last year. The fiscal policy experiment in Turkey aims to lower the value of the Turkish lira to increase manufacturing and export. Actually, that will add to demand. Because, however, if energy prices are subsidized by BOTAŞ and the Treasury, energy-intensive industries are set for faster growth this year, given their relative competitiveness, because the gas demand will also be affected by the number of tourists that will travel to Turkey this year in 2022, you know, to the popular tourist destination in the country. The government also aims to gasify all towns with population above 10,000, which may add around 1 BCM of demand. But furthermore, 2022 alone, Turkey is planning to, you know, add 1,000 megawatt hour of solar energy and installed wind farms with a record capacity of 1,750 megawatt hour, substituting natural gas in electricity production where possible. So given all these factors, we estimate that Turkey's gas demand in 2022 may stand at around 54-55 BCM, you know, around 10% below the 2021 levels.
It's interesting that you talk about the kind of the growing renewables in Turkey, which of course in itself gives that greater security supply that we were talking about earlier on. Well, why don't we talk for a few minutes, Gulmira, about LNG? Because following the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, and of course Europe's anticipated need for higher LNG imports, markets are all over the world are eyeing with concerns competing demands for LNG this year and indeed next year as well. So, you know, do you think that Turkey will increase its LNG imports during the high demand period? What do you think?
Depends on the price, really, because price is a very decisive factor for Turkey to import more spot LNG. Well, and the spot LNG price for Turkey is extremely high at the moment. So Turkey, in January, February, Turkey paid $800 per 1,000 cubic meter for LNG, whereas it's you know, pipeline gas import cost is around slightly above $300. So the difference in is enormous. And obviously, Turkey preferred, you know, cheaper pipeline gas over expensive spot LNG. But nevertheless, because this winter was extremely cold in Turkey, actual temperatures were above the seasonal norm. And Turkey's spot LNG import growth was in January and February was like grew by 43%, and during the spring and summer months the import will be negligible. Nevertheless, I think Turkey, where possible, even during the very high demand period, will try to increase its pipeline input rather than LNG. So LNG will remain for Turkey as a swing fuel just to balance the price, imported price. But obviously, it's not always possible to meet the very growing demand, especially during the winter and the summertime, with only pipeline gas. So Turkey probably will increase its LNG imports maybe in July and August and also end of this year during the winter time. But again, I don't think that LNG imports will be higher than last year due to the high price.
Okay, Gulmira, you mentioned the expiry of the legacy long-term contracts with Gazprom and indeed with Azerbaijan gas supply company AGSC. So, you know, what is the situation on the renewed contracts? How will the new terms affect the natural gas market, do you think?
Oh, 2021 indeed was a game changer for the Turkish natural gas market. You know, in just 1 year, market conditions have changed dramatically, and Turkey's desired contractual terms and conditions have become less tenable. Government efforts have been focused on supply security against the backdrop of concurrent events, you know, such as high demand in the post-pandemic recovery, high spot gas prices, demand pressure, and the expiration of 16 BCM of LTCs with Russia, Azerbaijan, and Nigeria, all in just 1 year. With the gas price rising to $1,200 per 1,000 cubic meter in major European liquid hubs and the shortage of both LNG and pipeline gas in Europe in 2021, Turkey has had to ensure security of supply throughout its contract renewals. With the renewal of an expired 16 BCM of gas contracts, Turkey, you know, managed to switch 43% of its total contracted gas supplies to hub indexation. That's TTF and Henry Hub. Henry Hub was spot LNG, you know, coming from the US in 2022, versus around 20% in 2021, including spot LNG contracts. So this translates to some 20 BCM of hub index gas out of total 62 BCM, including spot LNG. The renewed contracts leave Turkey short of around, up to 7 BCM of gas in 2022 versus 2021, which presumably will be substituted with spot supplies from Russia, because Turkey contracted additional 1.75 BCMA of gas from Russia, and that's the flexible volumes that Turkey will import when and if it needs, or with spot LNG based on flexible contractual terms and hub indexation.
Yes, and of course, and you mentioned the increased indexation of TTF and Henry Hub, and both of those, of course, particularly TTF, have seen substantial increases in price as it reflects the political uncertainty of the Russia-Ukraine crisis. Well, look, why don't we talk for a minute about the long-term contracts with Gazprom that you refer to? Why did private importers not renew their long-term contracts with Gazprom then?
Well, their situation is very complicated. Honestly, it's a long-lasting story, never-ending story. The problems that these private importers face due to financial issues with Gazprom export. So they did not renew their contract because of their debt that they owe to Gazprom export, and that because they failed to pay their debts. But they imported some makeup gas into the country in end of last year and in January this year. There are a lot of uncertainty in the area of gas prices, and the supply structure for 2022 negatively affecting the purchasing decision of power plants and consumers. Also, the aggressive style of gas sales by Botash, the dominant player in the market, narrows the trade opportunities for private sector suppliers and their survival in the market. They cannot compete with Botash because Botash prices are subsidized, especially for the household. So they can't buy gas from Gazprom for higher prices and sell it for lower prices in the domestic market. And plus, all the debts that they have, they have to pay to Gazprom. So also lira depreciation and price subsidization makes the situation even more challenging. They buy their gas for dollar and have to sell it for lira, which is depreciating day by day. And also another reason that these four companies, private companies, hold long-term contracts expired last year. So why they didn't renew it is because, Enerco, Afrasiakaz, and Akvel, they are being put up for sale by the Saving Deposit Insurance Fund of Turkey. This is the state caretaker. And we don't know who is going to be the new owner of these companies. And probably it will depend on the decision of the new owner, where the owner would want to, go ahead with the LTCs and sign the renew the contract with Gazprom, or it will just decide to buy spot gas from elsewhere. Now the law allows, private companies to import gas into the country from elsewhere. So just it remains to be seen.
Well, look, Gumira, as we come to the end of this podcast, let me ask you perhaps what could be a difficult question. Do you think Turkey will reduce or stop importing gas from Russia against the backdrop of the Russian invasion of Ukraine? What are your views on that?
No, Turkey will not stop importing gas from Russia because of that reason. Given Turkey's energy security priority, there is no reluctance for Ankara to import gas from Russia aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and pipeline flows to Turkey will be continuing as business as usual until Gazprom contract expiration in 2026-2027. So that will not be there. If Turkey reduces its gas input from Gazprom, that will be because of some other commercial reasons rather than the invasion of Ukraine.
Well, look, Umi, you know, thank you so much for your time today. As always, you know, I've really enjoyed our conversation that built on the messages from your paper, Turkey's Gas Supply Demand Balance and Renewal of Its Long-Term Contracts. It is, of course, available on the OIS website. And may I say, it's a good read. So I urge you head to the website, download it and read it. So I hope you've all enjoyed listening to this podcast. Thank you and goodbye to everyone.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies. You can find other podcasts, as well as all our written research, on our website at www.oxfordenergy.org. If you would like more details about our oil, gas, electricity or China programmes, then please contact us at information@oxfordenergy.org.